Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight. A heavy thunderstorm is possible this evening, then decreasing cloudiness, a low of 71. Another vehicle theft scenario early this morning. Mount Pleasant police were on patrol and came across two vehicles traveling at a high rate of speed westbound on Highway 20 approaching Commerce Drive.
One officer got his squad to a point behind the vehicles and then tried to stop them, reporting they had no license plates per se, but instead a blue-white dealer plate on the back ends. The vehicles then fled toward the interstate, eventually getting out of the eye, heading north at speeds near 115 miles per hour at one point. Due to that high rate of speed, reckless nature of the maneuvers through light traffic, and with public safety in mind, pursuit by Mount Pleasant, the Sheriff's Department, and the State Patrol terminated at the Milwaukee County line. Officers in the area then went checking the various dealerships, and it was discovered the two vehicles had come from Racine Hyundai on Highway 20 in Sturtevant. Substantial damage done to a door for that business. It goes along with the three entries that occurred, of course, last week. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
The driver of a car that slammed into a utility pole on Marquette Street in the early morning hours of June 25th is now facing charges that include homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. 35-year-old LaKiara Cyrus appeared in court today. She's also facing charges of causing great bodily harm by intoxicated use of a vehicle and operating with a prohibited blood alcohol content. According to court documents, witnesses told police the woman's car was seen driving very fast before the driver lost control, the vehicle fishtailing and spinning before striking the pole. All three women were trapped inside and had to be extricated. The two passengers were transported to Frederick Hospital for treatment, where 29-year-old LaKiara Price died of her injuries. Silas will return to court next week for a preliminary hearing. Racine County Sheriff's Patrol deputies and jail staffers will be outfitted with body cameras starting around November 1st under a five-year contract approved by the county board with Taser International at a total cost of about $925,000. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave applauded the board for being proactive.
We will be one of the first communities to have entire sheriff's department, patrol, and jail personnel to have such. And as you know, I know transparency is the theme of the night, but this does create transparency for the community and the sheriff's office. And it also creates more safety for those who are protecting us on a daily basis.
The resolution for the body cameras includes transferring almost $427,000 from the general fund tax stabilization account to get things started. With the reluctant blessing of the Sturtevant Village Board, Trustee Chris Wright will contact the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance about what it would cost for a study to determine the feasibility of the village breaking away from the Racine Unified School District. A push for a study that would have also included Mount Pleasant and Caledonia lost steam when Mount Pleasant failed to approve its share of the funding. At last night's continuous committee meeting, Wright noted Sturtevant voters narrowly approved a referendum calling for the study, and he said he would like to at least find out how much it would cost for Sturtevant to move forward. Trustee Carrie Hobach agreed, noting at this point no money is being spent.
The bottom line is the referendum said, yeah, we'd like to check this out. We still need to check it out. And if that means that we're cut off right at, oh my gosh, it's going to be $48,000 just to do the study, then at least we said we checked into it.
Village President Steve Jansen called it a waste of time and said the village should continue to pressure Racine Unified for the changes it wants. Sturtevant set aside $15,000 in this year's budget for its share of the joint study. Wright said he will contact WISTAX for a quote and expects to have some information in a few weeks. The Racine Ironman 70.3 Triathlon is this Sunday morning from North Beach with a 1.2-mile swim in Lake Michigan, a 56-mile bike ride, and then a 13.1-mile run. Real Racine's Paul Holly on WRJN this morning mentioned something new this year, a spirit station to help support the triathletes.
Down on the south end of North Beach Park, we will be set up with a booth, and we're going to be giving away Real Racine pom-poms, thunder sticks. You can make your own go encouragement sign, and we'll be opening that up right away on Sunday morning. So we hope to see everybody down there making lots of noise and just contributing a lot of spirit to those athletes.
Sunday's Ironman 70.3 Triathlon is expected to bring almost 2,500 athletes to the competition on Racine's lakefront. There's more on the event website, IronmanRacine.com. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.